When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Welcome to Christian Talk with Eric Thompson, a thoughtful podcast helping Christians navigate life, a podcast for Christ, covering faith, family, political issues, using God's word, the Bible. The victory is ours. Let our light shine before others so they may glorify our Father in heaven. Welcome to Christian Talk with Eric Thompson.
Hi, welcome to another Christian Talk podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Eric Thompson out here in the Central Valley of California, at least for another 32 days, and we'll be exiting the former Golden State like hundreds of thousands of other people. But in the meantime, we march on. This is our Through the Bible One Chapter at a Time podcast, and I think I'm going to do another topical, a couple more this week on Romans 8 and I think on the end times, but on this podcast, we'll be going through Numbers chapter 17, which obviously comes after Numbers 16, and we'll do a little recap on 16 because a lot took place last chapter, and 17 is a lot shorter. Our country needs Jesus. Our country needs a Savior that never leaves them nor forsakes them. That is the way, the truth, and the life. He is all consuming. He is everything. He's a creator of all things, a sustainer of all things. And that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And God, the Holy Spirit, over a 1,500 year period, inspired 40 different men on 3 different continents to write down what they were inspired, what was inspiring their thoughts, which was the Holy Spirit. And we have the Bible, which was is God's word to mankind, written from these authors' point of view, but the Holy Spirit made sure that there was no heresy or errors in the writings. So Hebrews 4, 12 and 13 reminds the believers that this word of God that we're going to reference the entire study, because if you go to a church where you hear a lot of preacher and not a lot of scripture, if the Bible isn't the main orator, is not the main teaching, the actual words of God, which the word of God says it when it is preached, when it is sent out, will not return void. It will accomplish what it was sent out to do. The author of Hebrews says that this word of God is, it's living, it's alive, and it's active. The reason why people are depressed in the United States of America, especially the reason why suicides are up, the reason why teenagers are struggling, is because there is this turning away of a pursuit of our Creator by millions of people towards social media, trying to get clicks, trying to be seen, trying to be liked. And when that comes up empty and they have chosen to not seek God, then there's nothing left but the enemy of their souls, the demonic world, oppressing, possessing, causing, depressing, which is not a word, but we have the word of God, which is living and active, and it's sharper than a double-edged sword, and it pierces even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. And the word of God, it judges the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Now, there's nothing in creation that's hidden from God's sight. So everything is uncovered and laid bare or exposed before the eyes of Him, of God, to whom we must all give an account. If, like I heard an old pastor through the Bible, J. Vernon McGee, he said, if the world just followed God's word, or even like a unsaved Dennis Prager, they both said the same thing. If people just followed God's word, for Prager, an unsaved Jewish person who has the Ten Commandments that he's trying to live by, but Jesus in the New Testament fulfilled the law, but the unsaved person is still accountable to the law. If people followed the Ten Commandments, the world would have a lot less crime in it. Because God, the author and finisher of our faith, wrote it. Every single person is going to be judged by God on Judgment Day, and everything will be laid out before Him, and nothing will be hidden, and nobody will get away with even one sin that they're not going to be held accountable for. We want to be in the Word of God. We want to be in prayer. We want to be in fellowship. We want to be making much of Jesus Christ, and we want to be anxiously looking for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to take back the title deed of this earth, to judge Lucifer, the demons, death, and sin, cast all of those who reject Jesus Christ, and all of the things that are destructive to life will be cast into outer darkness, and the new heaven and new earth will be put in place, and we will spend eternity with our Lord and Savior with no sorrow, no tears, no pain, just marveling that while we were sinning, Christ died for us. And as adopted children of God, we can walk confidently in these end times that we are in. The technology, the falling away, and Jesus couldn't have been more clear. But right before the end times, the return of Christ, it will be like the days of Noah. Go back and read what it was like before the flood. But to keep it real simple, the Bible says that the thoughts and the desires of man was wicked always. The culture was perpetually dwelling on and acting out wicked thoughts and deeds. Now, how do we live in a world that doesn't want Christ, and yet where we can be a light to those that are going to be called out of the darkness into the light? Well, Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 6:14, one of the things we have to do as Christians is to not be teamed up with those who are unbelievers. This is not the time in history to be befriending, hanging out with, investing your time, talent, and resources into people whose father is Lucifer, and the kingdom that they belong to or belong in is darkness. So Paul said, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. In the Berean Standard Bible, it says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what partnership can righteousness have with wickedness? Or what fellowship does light have with darkness? Verse 15, what harmony is there between Christ and the devil? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? If you're a born again, born from above, Christ submitting to Christ, saved believer, adopted into the family of God, then we are to not be hanging out with and being involved with those who have not been called. Because there's no fellowship with light and darkness. Thus, we as a light are to be separate from the darkness. And then when God calls people out, they will come to the light. And we then are to be prepared to give an answer for the hope that lies within us. And then on God's timing, they will be born again. How do we do that? How should we imitate? Who should we imitate? Humility is one of the attributes. It's one of the characteristics of people today that it's difficult to find. But if we're a Christian, Christians must imitate Christ's humility. Paul said in Philippians 2, in your relationships with one another, Christians, have the mindset of Christ Jesus. Okay, what's that mean? Well, it means humble yourself like this. Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with something to hold on to. Rather, he made himself nothing. What kind of humility does it take it for God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to make himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man? He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even on a cross. Christians must be humble. If you go to a church where your pastor is cool, your leadership team is whoop whoop, if you don't see humility in the leadership team of your church, you're at the wrong church. If you're in studies and everybody is arrogant, pray about it. Humility is part of goes along with the fruit of the Spirit, which is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit taking residence in those who have been born from above. So true Christians will be humble. And like it says in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Christians should be humble like Christ was humble when he made himself nothing, taking on the form of a servant, being obedient even to being crucified on a cross, which he was in control of the whole time. But that humility is what we are supposed to have. And after being born again and spending time in prayer and God's word, then coming out of us should be love, joy, peace. We should be long-suffering. We should be kind, good, faithful, gentle, and have self-control. There's no such thing as, well, they were born with a bad temper, so that's just how they are. No, not in the church. If you've been born from above, over time, our sin, the things that we did as unbelievers, must diminish, and the things that we hated, righteous things as unbelievers, we should love as those who have been born from above. You know, Romans 8 says that we are more than conquerors in Christ who loved us. You're a conqueror. Because Paul said in Romans 8:38, I am convinced, we can say the same thing. We are convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, nor neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Condemnation comes from Lucifer, the devil, the demonic world, those in darkness whose father is Lucifer, the father of lies. Condemnation comes from the evil, and conviction comes from the Holy Spirit and from the light. Christians should be praying through, battling in the spirit to have victory over depression, over thoughts that are destructive, taking them captive unto and submitted to the will of God over anything that our mind is trying to contrive. And in that, we are reminded and we are working through and we are pushing on as conquerors through Christ who loved us because he demonstrated his love for us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Before we get to number 17 here, I want to remind you guys, two awesome sponsors. Thank you so much for using their products and services, because I get reports every month and it helps us to grow the podcast here. The first one is very simple. If you have a cell phone or cell phones in your family and you're using AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, or Sprint for the service, you're paying too much. You're supporting companies that are funding groups that are anti-Christian, pro-abortion, pro-LGBT. And you don't want to do that, right? You wouldn't purposely add money to someone who's going to then try to shut down a church. Well, over 2 years ago now, I heard about a company called Pure Talk in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia area. And I said, well, look, I cannot afford my huge cell phone bills. I was with Sprint and AT&T and then T-Mobile, and my bills were all over and I couldn't handle it. So here's my question for you. If you would like to save on average $900 to $1,000 a year per family by leaving AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, or Sprint with no cost, without having to get new phones, without having to switch phone numbers, and support a company that supports causes that we believe in as people of faith. And this is what you do. You go to this website, gopuretalk.com. Gopuretalk.com. You choose a plan that's right for you. If you want to keep your phones and phone numbers like I did, you just order the SIM cards from the homepage. When you check out, put in the promo code Bible to get 50% off your first Pure Talk bill, which is already going to be 50% of what you've been paying. So your first bill will be a non-issue. And then it's just month to month, no long-term contract like the big carriers are trying to trick people with. You get better customer service, I believe, in the Atlanta, Georgia area. The CEO is a U.S. veteran. They do not support causes we disagree with. And if you go over on your data, you don't pay for it. My bill's $47.50 a month. Every month, even if I go over on my data. So if you want to cut your cell phone bill down 40, 50, 60% or more, my bill's down about 65% over what we used to pay. Again, check it out. GoPureTalk.com. Choose the plan that's right for you. Order the SIM cards. If you got multiple phones, at checkout, put in the promo code Bible. 50% off your first month. When your SIM cards show up in the mail, it's easy to pop them out, your old ones out of your phones, put in the new ones. Bam. Welcome to Pure Talk USA. Welcome to savings. Welcome to the freedom. To the freedom of not supporting companies that are working against our faith. And you get to support our podcast in the meantime. So thanks for doing that. Again, gopuretalk.com, promo code Bible. Okay. Last time we were number 16. If you remember, Cora and 250 of the leaders in the community challenged Moses. Now remember, God said, Moses isn't like any other man because I meet with him face to face. Yet Korah and the followers said, you know what? You're messing things up out here, so we should be the leaders. In the end, God took them out. You don't want to fight against God's anointed. It ended in verse 46 of number 16. Then Moses said to Aaron, take your censer and put incense in it along with burning coals from the altar and hurry to the assembly to make atonement for the people. Wrath has come out from the Lord. The plague has started. So Aaron did, and Moses said he ran in the midst of the assembly. The plague had already started among the people, but Aaron offered the incense to make atonement. He stood between the living and the dead, and the plague stopped, but 14,700 people died, in addition to those who died because of Korah. Now, number 17. Now, the Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and get 12 staffs from them, one from each tribe, so one from each leader of their ancestral tribes. Write the name of each man on a staff, and on the staff of Levi, write Aaron's name, for there must be one staff for the head of each ancestral tribe. Place them in the tent of meeting in front of the Ark of the Covenant Law where I meet with you. The staff belonging to the man I choose will sprout, and I will rid myself of this constant grumbling against you by the Israelites. So God's like, okay, get a staff from each tribe, and Moses, stick him in front of the Ark of the Covenant. And the one that sprouts will be the priest, will be the one that is going to lead. And then we can be done with this grumbling. So Moses spoke to the Israelites, and their leaders gave them 12 staffs, one for each of their ancestral tribes, and Aaron's staff was among them, the Levites. And Moses placed the staffs before the Lord in the tent of the covenant law. The next day, Moses entered the tent and saw that Aaron's staff, which represented the tribe of Levi, had not only sprouted, but had budded, blossomed, and produced almonds. Then Moses brought out all the staffs from the Lord's presence to all the Israelites. They looked at them Each of the leaders took his own staff, and the Lord said to Moses, put back Aaron's staff in front of the Ark of the Covenant Law. It is to be kept as a sign of the rebellious. This will put an end to their grumblings against me so that they will not die. Moses did just as the Lord commanded him. And the Israelites said to Moses, we will die. We are lost. We are lost. Even anyone who comes near the tabernacle of the Lord will die. Are we all going to die? And that'll get answered in Numbers 18. But the people are an emotional wreck, up and down, doubting, lack of faith, disobedient, hardened. And God's like, look, another miracle, another confirmation of my will. And when the people could see that God had done a work again, they go into shock and they go into fear. And when people are scared and they start to worry, then some people think they're going to die. What do we get out of this? God is long-suffering. God is patient. God wants his people, because Israel was his nation, he was their God, and it was a theocracy. God wanted the people to repent and to stop, because his holiness required judgment and justice when they violated the law. So God's like, look, it's settled. Aaron is the priest. The priests are from the line of the Levites. And the staff is going to be kept eventually in the Ark of the Covenant, along with the manna. The thing about walking with the Lord, and the thing that most of the Israelites missed, if you're humble, like Philippians 2, then you don't need to be somebody, and you can simply live life making much of Jesus and loving people, loving your family, building up your family in the Word of God, and just running our individual races in a way that is fulfilling, and it is, you can document, you can look back and say, wow, look what the Lord's done with me. It's when you need to be somebody, that it's when I've seen people, when we did church startups, when people had to be on the worship team, had to lead the Bible study, had to. Then one day it hit me, and I don't know if I heard this from someone. It may have been from Pastor Romaine, who was Pastor Chuck's assistant pastor down at Costa Mesa, California. I'm pretty sure he told us when he came and rebuked us when we were a rambunctious young group of workers at the church, that if you need to be in leadership, if you need to be the pastor, if you need to be the worship leader, if you need to be, you're not qualified. Matter of fact, that might have been a book from Spiritual Leadership I read, but it stuck with me, and I can testify after over 30 years walking with the Lord. Humility drives us to the cross, and then we get to walk in the Spirit in love, making much of Jesus and loving people for his sake. When we're not trying to share God's glory, and we're making much of him, then he can use us in our weakness as our strength. So as we close, I want to encourage you. If you're struggling, ask the Lord if you have a pride problem, if you're not humble. Don't ask yourself, because yourself might tell you this, You deserve better. These people shouldn't have done this to you in the past because you deserved better than that. The world is in darkness. The world's father is the devil. So don't expect much from the world, even if you know the people intimately. Those who are not born from above, those who are still in under the wrath of God, all they know what to do is like what a dog does. When someone tries to get in the house, a dog barks, a sinner, unredeemed, without the Holy Spirit, they do what they've always done, and that is self-preservation, self-exaltation. And if you don't understand that, if you don't expect them to do that, then you will be disappointed and hurt. So let God be God. Let the people who are called to certain positions in the church, if confirmed by the elders, let them do what they do. And if you think you need to do something, then pick up a broom and ask the Lord for forgiveness. Make much of him, love people, enjoy life, laugh, and prepare to meet your maker. Amen. Hey.
Welcome to Christian.
That was fun. Okay. I want to remind you as we're going, my other sponsor, huge sales going over at MyPillow right now, MyPillow.com. He's got a MyPillow 2.0 also now. It's like a cooling foam. I'm sleeping on it every night, but they've got towel sheets, pillows, everything. So check them out. Go to MyPillow.vip, MyPillow.vip. Choose the items you want at checkout. Put in the promo code, three letters, FLS, for liberty's sake, FLS at checkout to get 66% off or more, whatever it shows you on the screen there. Again, go to MyPillow.vip or MyPillow.com, promo code FLS at checkout. Thanks for checking them out. Thank you for switching over to Pure Talk, and thank you for hanging out with me here on Christian Talk.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.